The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know that Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddies.
Jeff is in the house. Steve, you've got to get yourself out of the studio right now.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Jeff is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Jeff?
Yes.
How do you say hello in Spanish?
Hola.
Correct. What shape is a stop sign?
Octagon.
Correct. What fast food chain has the most locations in Washington?
McDonald's.
No.
Burger King.
No.
Fast food chain. Starbucks.
No. With the number being more than 10, how many children did President John Tyler have?
12, 13.
No.
11.
No. What kind of creature is Sebastian from The Little Mermaid?
He's a crab.
He is. In what Asian country were paper, gunpowder, and the compass invented?
China, Japan.
Yes. What rock star's nickname is the Motor City Madman?
Ted Nugent.
Yes. Fartlek is an interval training term used in what form of exercise?
What was that word?
Fartlek.
The aerobics, weightlifting.
No.
I don't know. Taekwondo.
No. You know what, Jeff? You didn't do too bad, though. You got 5 correct. Split right down the middle.
It felt terrible. All right.
We're going to stump Steve on a couple of these, I am certain.
All right.
Here he comes.
Yeah.
Walking with confidence.
You know it.
Which I hate. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How do you say hello in Spanish?
Hola.
Correct. What shape is a stop sign?
That would be a hexagon.
No.
Octagon.
Yes. Which fast food chain has the most locations in Washington?
Is it Jack in the Box?
It's not.
Starbucks?
No.
Taco Bell?
No. With the number being more
McDonald's?
Than 10... No.
No.
With the number being more than 10, how many children did President John Tyler have?
Burger King?
No.
More than 10, 11?
No.
12?
No.
14.
No. What kind of creature is Sebastian from The Little Mermaid?
Crab.
He is. In what Asian country were paper, gunpowder, and the compass invented?
China.
Correct. What rock star's nickname is the Motor City Madman?
Ted Nugent.
Correct. Fartlek is an interval training term used in what form of exercise?
Squats?
No.
I don't know. Yoga?
No.
Bench press.
No. What planet in our solar system is known as our largest gas giant?
The home of the fartlek? Is it Uranus?
No, it is not.
Oh, Jupiter.
Yes.
What?
And Steve? Oh, Jeff already knows. With that, you got 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Jeff.
What? Next time, Steve.
Next time.
Right.
Cannot confirm, but I'm gonna say let's not Urban Dictionary fartlek.
We'll get to that one in just a minute, Steve. I know you're dying to know.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
The fast food chain with the most locations in Washington is Subway.
Oh, Subway.
The President John Tyler had 15 children.
15.
That sounds very expensive.
I would never guess Subway.
Never, ever?
No, I mean, it would take me forever to get to Subway. Starbucks came into my mind even before Subway, but
Of course.
Yeah.
Fartlek is a term, it's like a Scandinavian term, and it's used in running. It's a form of interval training in running.
Okay.
So congratulations on your big victory, Steve. You did very well.
Thank you.
If people want to check out what we've got going on in the Rock Shop, there's always something new. And the latest and greatest from the Daily Migs Show is the I Beat Migs shirt. You can grab one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and it has been a treat listening to the messages on there. Some rather interesting, Steve.
Somebody wants to talk chocolate with us.
Okay. We're going to slide into our VMs after Stone Temple Pilots.